All right, so we're going to move on now to dynamic silence, which quite frankly is the hardest thing for people to use. All right, this is when you are just intentionally creating that void. You intentionally stop talking. This takes effort. Okay, and I think some people don't realize how much effort it takes until they actually try to do it. When you use one of our skills, you're going to pause for a few seconds. Average time that you're going to pause is 2 to 3 seconds. If you're waiting for a response from the other side, usually within 2 to 3 seconds after you use one of our skills, they're going to come back to you an answer or give you some more information. If you give them a silence and it goes for longer than 10 seconds, rethink what you're doing because you may be missing something. And if you're missing something, it might be a good time for you to label that dynamic. Seems like I'm failing to understand something that's important to you. Seems like I may be missing something. So if you have that silence, it could be that the person is just taking a little bit longer to think about what their response is going to be or to kind of digest what it is that you're saying, what it is you're mirroring. If it takes longer than 10 seconds, you might be missing something that is definitely something that you want to label or acknowledge. Silence does make people uncomfortable. And our different personality types react differently to silence. If you have an assertive person that you're talking with and you go silent for 2, 3, 4 seconds, they take that as meaning that's when they're supposed to talk because an assertive person will just keep talking. Those are the people that, in order to get a word in edgewise, you're probably going to have to wait till they breathe and use a mirror really quickly. If you go silent on an analyst, they actually like it. Because an analyst likes that few seconds of quiet to be able to think about what's happening, to be able to process information. So they actually enjoy the silence. They may take longer than 3 seconds. They may be upwards of 5 or 6 seconds before they say anything because they use that silence to kind of think about what they're going to say or think about what you just said to them. If you go silent too long on an accommodator, they start to get a little bit worried. Because the relationship in the moment is the most important thing to an accommodator. And if you go too quiet, they start thinking, why are they being quiet? What have I done? Did I insult them? Did I make them feel upset? Why are they being quiet? So every personality type has a different reaction to the silence that you give them, but you still have to give that silence. You still have to give a few seconds for information to sink in, for them to process what it is that you just said. Okay, it is very important. Also, silence can be used in response to some kind of inappropriate or unwarranted comment. So, if someone says something to you that's a little bit off color, one of the ways you can deal with it, instead of jumping on the attack or automatically getting defensive, you can just go quiet and give them a look. Like, wow, you're thinking in your head, I can't believe you just said that to me. You're not projecting that. You're just kind of getting quiet and giving them a look like, how about you rethink what you just said? A lot of times, that's all it takes for someone to realize that what they said was not exactly the right thing to say, and they'll back off of that very quickly. So instead of attacking, if someone says something inappropriate or unwarranted to you, responding with silence is usually the better way to go. Because if someone says something that's not great to you and you attack back, you've just created this. It's a completely contentious relationship that's hard to get past. So if you can just practice employing a little bit of silence if something like that happens and let them realize on their own that they just said something that wasn't correct, it's going to go better for you in the long run.